for my ego. What the husband does for the woman's ego, the woman does for the husband's ego. It's not love. Bourgeoisie marriage is in reality a system of wives in common. And thus at the most, what the communists might possibly be reproached with is that they desire to introduce in substitution for a hypocritical, concealed, and openly legalized community of women. We want community. We want freedom from those old chains. Right now I have a damnedest time. Every time I send a man in town, or all the men back there in the States, every one of them fucking around. And I can't send a man in town to do his chores. He don't do his chores, goddamn, till he's fucking around. Just today I had another case, fucking around.
Because you're always father finds out, people are lazy finding out. Men want to say, well, we don't want to have the family broke up. Well, the fucking men have broke up the family ever since the world began. So now communism says what's good for the goose, good for the gander. If daddy can play, so can mom. Oh, it's fine. Women are not just a means of production for private profit of the family, are the existence.
A woman does not have to produce babies. Doesn't have to do that. She don't have to fuck if she don't want to. Or she can fuck and not have babies if she don't want to. She don't have to do that. She can be a teacher. She can be a lawyer. She can be the leader. She does not have to be an ass-kissing woman to a man. She doesn't have to diaper babies all of her fucking life. She doesn't have to do that if she goddamn well doesn't want to do that. Hard for some of you women to realize you got more importance than just a place for a baby to drop out of. Keep quiet under that tent over there because I'm doing a little talking. While I'm doing some talking, I don't want any commotion. So as I say, bourgeois marriage, all these middle class people, you saw Rockefeller run off with some other rich doctor's wife and they did it to each other. They've done it all the time. There never have been any conscience. President Kennedy was always after somebody. All these presidents run after some other woman, causing heartbreak and emotional destruction. There is no family. There's no love or protection of the family in this American society. Not at all. Not at all. It is self-evident, as I said. The abolition of the present system of production must bring with it the abolition of the community of women, springing from that system that is of prostitution of both public and private, legal and unauthorized. That's why we were glad to note that Guyana could respect one thing pretty significant here, that we have overcome sexism. Yeah, not entirely, because some women won't even let us overcome it, goddammit. That's all you do is look like a sex being. You won't allow your intellect to be seen. All you do is wave your boobs or look so fucking weak the wind would blow you away. Can't ever stand up to a man. Then we got some women who want to emancipate themselves so far they want to go the other way and put men under domination. Nobody's supposed to be under
domination. I said, let his wife stick him around. He moves like he moves. He walks when she walks. He moves when she says talk. I said, don't do that. Don't allow your personality to be destroyed. You are an independent individual of worth. No woman's got a right to rule you. No man's got a right to rule a woman. We are free beings, and fuck anybody that wants to make a slave out of us.
I'm just saying, keep it in mind. People should keep it in mind. Remember, in its completely developed form, the family exists only among the bourgeoisie, as I said. This state of things finds its complement in the practical absence of the family among the workers and in public prostitution. No ability to share. Oh, yes, sure, go right ahead. As I say, remember our mothers that had to prostitute themselves. Remember some of you who had to prostitute yourself. You had to make money. If you got any goddamn thing the white people had, you had to go out and get it by prostitution. So the family didn't. We didn't lose anything in capitalism. We've gained everything. The proletariat will use its political supremacy, said Marx, to wrest by degrees all capital, all things of worth from the bourgeoisie, the middle, the upper middle class, and the elitist, the monopolist, to centralize all instruments of production in the hands of the state, or the government, of the people, of the proletariat, then organized as a ruling class, and to increase the total of production forces as rapidly as possible. Of course, at first only by means of despotic inroads on rights of property and on the conditions of bourgeoisie production can this be effected. You have to have a dictatorship of the people. You have to use force against force. You're not going to talk these sons of bitches out of what they've got by appealing to them or praying for them. You got to take it by force. The earth suffers violence, and the kingdoms of the rich suffereth violence, and they that are violent take it by force. Don't talk to no rich man about taking his wealth by some kind of a little sweet appeal. He'll murder you. You got to get the gun. Out of the mouth of the gun comes all chains. Revolution is made out of the barrel of the gun, said Mao Zedong. The following measures will be pretty generally applicable in most advanced countries. The abolition of property. This is the morality of communism, not based on some eternal verity, but on reasoning together. The abolition of property, doing away with property and land, and application of all rents of land to public purposes. All wealth of the land goes to all the people in common. A heavy progressive graduated income tax, which would be done away with in the final analysis. There will be no need for money, as Cuba is beginning to think of that more and more each day. Abolition of all rights of inheritance, so we can't pass our wealth that we gain fraudulently on to our children and make them still elitist and lazy. Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. That's not something wrong. That's out of Marx. Now we mark that all those who have rebelled against the justice that's due to the common man, all property is to be confiscated. Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. We see that in Guyana now, in the telex communications. Telephones, lights, water, all that should be owned by the people, not by some son of a bitch. As you saw in Chinatown, or what was it? I believe that was at Chinatown, how the man owned all the water and the horrible things he did and the decadence that came with what he did. The story, you know, that we had on TV the other day, Chinatown. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state and the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan of sharing for all people. I'm talking about morality under communism. I only have a few more words. Equal obligation of all to work. If you don't work, even Paul, the Christian, that's why Christianity succeeded and took over where the sun god worship used to be primary. Because it was superior. Even Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat. And that's what would be ideal. I put some of these fuckers that won't work, put them out and let them sit in the sun all day. Don't let them eat. Quiet, isn't it? Man's worth based on his work. Equal obligation of all to work. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Combination of agriculture. Marx was much ahead of his time, though some of his language will be outdated. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country. Okay. Free education for all children in public schools. Abolition of child factory labor in its present form. Combination of education with industrial production. When in the course of development, class distinction have disappeared, and all production has been concentrated in the hands of a vast association of the whole nation, the public power will lose its political character. Political power, properly so-called, is merely the organized power of one class for oppressing another. If the proletariat or the worker during its contest with the bourgeoisie is compelled by the force of circumstances to organize itself as a class, if by means of revolution it makes its